Bring a'mal saliha in our lives and showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His favors. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us and assist us to cleanse and purify our hearts. Allah ta'ala will then give us that nur. Allah will come into our hearts. Yes, we will make mistakes. We are human beings. For that we make tawbah istighfar. The moment we slip, immediately we make tawbah istighfar and come back online.
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کو بد کردار و نامسیہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس قدم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ ایچے شیری نسلام شیر و شکر میش و جانم تمام اللہ جميع المؤمنین والمؤمنات والمسلمین والمسلمات برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله
سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى رحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. ألا إن سلعة الله غار الله. That when the guna's opportunity come, temptation, then you don't commit guna. That is dying in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, what is this kind of a friend? When he's giving parties, brides, etc. Niwala hazir, we are ready there. And when he's got a problem, we don't even pass by his house. Hey, that's not a friend. At all times, a friend is there who is at all times. So when to make Allah's ibadat, we are there. But when we have to stay from guna, then we can't do that. We find ourselves weak. Shirki zamanat. This is the sign that you have the love of Allah. That you stay away from guna. That is now you can know that I'm a lover of Allah. When you are staying away for Allah's pleasure, you stay away from guna. And this is the guarantee that you got the love of Allah Ta'ala. When you are staying away from guna also. We are here now. Now we'll be going. Many are going by flights, airports. The airport condition again. What type of woman in the aeroplane? At that time will be our test. We'll be driving on the road. Billboards again. All women walking on that door. Loyal. It doesn't leave that door. What haven't we got from Allah? And we don't even think of Allah Ta'ala. tere aashiqon se seekha tere sang dar pe marna. We learn from the lovers of Allah how to give our lives also for Allah at the threshold of Allah. Therefore, we have to stay with the lovers of Allah so that we can also learn this love of Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri inayat hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. These are all your favors, O Allah, O Allah. This is how you draw us towards you, O Allah. Mera nalai nadamat tere sang dar pe karna. To always at your threshold, tahajjud time, sajda, at the duas that I cry and I beg of you, O my Allah. Mera har khata pe rona hai, mera har khata par rona hai, yahi meri talafi. To cry over all my son, that is a sign of being accepted by Allah. But we don't even recognize our work, Allah, to end the barakat of Islam, which is here, is all because of their humbleness. They had humbled themselves totally, annihilated themselves totally. They did not even know that they exist. Like nothing they were whatsoever. Yeah, we get offended for small thing. The wife didn't give us tea on time. What you think of me? I'm a piece of rubbish here. You don't put my clothes for me. This, that. All the time our existence is too big for us. We are too big. We're the workers. What you people think of me? What our friends, what everyone. They attribute their achievements to their mujahada. We did lot of mujahada. Wahada aynul kufran. This is the height of being unthankful to Allah. What our mujahada? And whatever you made also is by Allah's fazal. What did you? It's not yours. What your hands are not yours. Your thoughts are not yours. Allah gave it to you. So make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Realize it is only from Allah Ta'ala. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. What Mufti Saab, Mufti Mirti has just explained. Wa kadhalika. نُوَلِّ بَعْضِ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. When we commit guna, Allah uses more bigger sinners to punish us. We say these are our enemies. No, even a dog knows you throw a stone at it, it won't run after the stone, it will come for you. You threw the stone. Halat that come from Allah. And we, whoever threw that stone at us, we go in court case with this person, fighting with this person. Now biting and arguments in the town and everyone, this person did. It came from there.
Brother Nazir, they came, there were three brothers from France who came. Come Nurullah, Maulana. They came here for some work of theirs, Islamic schools, etc. And then they came to the Americas. But then they came here and they liked it here, they stayed here. They were leaving yesterday, the two other brothers left yesterday. But he decided to stay on.
One masjid, like for his madrasa, for the Muslim school. Then they went like to Kutwaniska, to the martyrs, and like many places, like to collect money, the Asal Maqsad. So when he explained that when he came here, he just raised...
On revient une semaine après, à cause de l'ambiance mauvaise, on perd tout notre nom. Et le fait de venir ici, on sent vraiment une grande force de spiritualité.
C'est like the khasiat of this place, it is the Ruhani. That in English, that the spirituality, that ruhaniyat that we
do. Je dis bien, mashallah. Jusqu'à que cette personne-là allait rentrer dans la classe d'Afrique. Quand elle est rentrée dans la classe d'Afrique, il a détruit toute sa famille. Jusqu'à que ses parents sont retournés, ils sont retournés tous les deux.
He said that now, like this kind of environment, that ruhaniyat, way in our country is empty. The people are very dry.
Comment, Inch'Allah, en France, il va y avoir des madrasas, des ulamas, pour éteindre ce feu-là. Parce que vraiment, les hommes et les femmes sont tous en train de partir là-dedans. Les télévisions sont remplies de ça, l'internet est rempli de ça. C'est la catastrophe. Comment, Inch'Allah, on va faire peur ensemble, Inch'Allah. Pour que, Inch'Allah, cette situation change. Et Inch'Allah, moi, j'ai trois garçons.
But they say they didn't find such an environment anyway. Came here, stayed here, and he told that, when he met me and that, he feels like, he remembers the Akabir of Markaz of Nizamuddin. And he says, this is the place that I have to be here. And at a cost of also, I think, 400 euros, he changes ticket. This is a culmination. And Maulana Ismail Lambati said very nice. He says, you are not an individual, you are an anjuman, you are a whole association. Because of our elders. I explained that, alhamdulillah, My Ramzans I spend in Mias Farm with my Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miasa, which was a Ramzan of Quran Sharif.
The day of enjoyment, rejoice, which has been mentioned in the hadith. And this is Eid al-Fitr. It is an enjoyment. And what is that enjoyment really? That Allah gave us the tawfiq of knowing it was the month.
Anything. Like a Ustad who's teaching one kitab for 20 years, he doesn't have to make so heavy mutala. A person first time is teaching a heavy kitab, he's teaching Nurul Anwar, he's teaching Bedawi, how much he has to make mutala. But this, once it's on your hands, it's easy. And you've got 20 years experience with students. They only, they feed good, healthy food. There's not enough vitamins, not enough nutrients in their food. Their behavior is also bad. And their results, academic results are also bad. On her own, quietly, she started supplementing vitamins to those students who were weak, who were not getting proper food. And she saw the tip also. So he'll have a shop for halala. Yeah? For anyone who wants to make halala, here is a shop. You can go here. Yeah? One person, and this is a genuine case, after the new South Africa, it was traveling through the Orange Free State, which was first only for white people. Even to pass through, you needed a permit before. So any side, and don't just go by. Once we were to a few friends in Makkah Sharif, and one of the friends came, I heard from somebody, they took my name and a certain restaurant, they say, that I said, that restaurant, no problem, you can eat. I hardly know there's a restaurant by that name, that it even exists. So just like this, people, what things they pass around. Now don't just go by just eating filth and dirt, having wine and whiskey, and you want to give him the da'wah of Islam, it's very, very difficult. Put him on in a nice, subtle way. Tell him, I will give you food for 40 days. You are very keen, he's your friend, you have built a relationship and you want him to become a Muslim, give him 40 days halal food, now give him that. And also,
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, your wealth is what you send for akhirah. And what you leave behind when you die is not yours, that is your inheritance. And in another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, in the time of the Arabs that time, that when a man dies, three things go with him to the qabr. His family also go, but as in akhir.
Yung hadith sa tiyan na, niya kayo sa tiyan sa pagkasabuto na, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam na inisin niyan sa mga sahaba. Ang tiyan, ikibubayan niyan sa tamok yan. Ang tiyan, ikibubayan niyan sa tamok yan. Ang tiyan, ikibubayan niyan sa tamok o paman na pamilya niyan, hindi sa tamok yan. Sa mga sahaba, nalangon siya sumibag, mas ikibubayan namin sa tamok kami.
Will you then falsify? One alim writes that due to the work of the atheists, the non-believers, he had certain doubts about the existence of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, etc. So he made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, remove these doubts of mine. At night he saw a person reading another hadith as we read yesterday about Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, what a wonderful decision he had made, and wow, how Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with great wisdom in making correct judgments. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, فَتَحَاكَمَا إِلَى دَعُودْ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. They took this matter for judgment to Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. فَقَضَى بِهِ لِلْكُبْرَى. Then he made a decision for this, a judgment, that this child is the child of the elder woman, the woman that was elder. فَخَرَجَتَا عَلَى رَيْهِ. Allah have mercy on you, please don't cut this child. هُوَ إِبْنُهَا. She belongs to the other woman, the elder woman. فَقَضَى بِهِ لِلصُّغْرَى. And then he made a decision, a judgment, that it belongs to this younger woman, the one who said, don't cut him. And the wisdom behind was this, any mother, a child, even if she can't, and he ascertained very correctly whose child it actually is. One Mirdas al-Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Mirdas al-Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
yes. Allah Ta'ala, he warns us, remember, innal insana lafi khusr. Man generally is in a great loss. And Allah is saying loss, what loss will that be? Allahu Akbar. Which may be a lesson for many of us also. One brother, from overseas. He was married with his wife, also from the same country. Wife went home. He married a lady here. And then he phoned her and told her. She accepted, but the family put her up. And they wouldn't accept. She made
clean and will boast about their sons. On such people, Qiyamah will come. The hadith explains that morality and spirituality will decrease to such an extent that at the end of time, no righteous person will remain. At that time, open sinners and people of evil repute will come. These people will become less and less, and they won't be popular either. The other people will be popular, and they will be more from where we will get our dunya. And man wants dunya, enjoyment of dunya. So we are advised that stick to the people of true knowledge and true piety.
Is that ibadah that is the key to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person corrects his salah and he gets the fruit of salah, he gets the reality and he gets what salah has to deliver to us. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. That it will remove all types of evil, all types of bad habits, etc. from our life. Then a person acknowledging that, oh Allah, I realize I'm your servant, I'm your slave. Whatever command you do, oh Allah, I promise to the best of my ability, I'll try and do it to the best of my ability. And in this, then you recite your tashahud. And in tashahud, we came to the part now when a person is saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abd. We believe that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. In other words, Allah Ta'ala in His Zaat, in His Being, there is nobody like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laysa kamithli shay. Allah ta'ala in His being is totally one. And as we have explained, that this concept, generally even Christians, Jews, Hindus, they might break our hearts. Here where many of us, where it comes to the asbab, the means, many of us, we think this means are arbab, they are our gods. That if I don't open my shop, where am I going to get my rosy from? If I don't go to the doctor, where am I going to get my cure from? If I don't take this medicine, then my sickness won't get cured. No. All our switches are off. Load shedding, the whole town is there. So the main switch, the powerhouse is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our asbab is just like we're putting on the switch. But immediately when we touch that switch, immediately we should be making dua to Allah. That, oh Allah, you have commanded me to open my shop. Oh Allah, now you give me that. Even the malaika, everybody, we are totally the dependent and muhtaj. Every split minute, we are muhtaj of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this total yaqeen has to come into our hearts. If we read our namaz in this way, correct our namazes, as we learn, do the mashq and do the causes of what we have learned, and Allah ta'ala is fully in control of everything. But then, ilmul yaqeen, then ainul yaqeen, you see it with your eyes, that you get this reality and you see that Allah Ta'ala is controlling the world. The cars that are moving, they're not moving on their own. It's not the drivers that are controlling the cars. Who is giving them that ability? Who is letting those cars move? Food. If you do use the example of food, you'll understand the most difficult subject very easy. For example, he says, ilmul yaqeen, knowledge of this yaqeen of tawheed, of the oneness of Allah. So rather use the example of food, ilmul kabab. You heard, you get the knowledge that there is a very, very delicious kebab sold at a certain place also. And it seems like water is coming out from your ears also. And they think this man is suffering. But they see after you eat that, you went in a line to buy another one. So when you got that reality, Allahu Akbar. So this reality, when a person got the knowledge of Tawheed, Allah Rabbul Izzat's greatness, Allah Ta'ala's marifat, Allah Ta'ala's power, Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, and then lot of resources, but you realize only Allah can do it. You turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Hazrat Shah Hakim ul-Ummat, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, man kana nazru ila majari al-qadha, la yufni ayyamahu fi makhasamati nas. Whoever's eye is on majari qadha, that is the arsh of Allah where decisions take place. You know, long story, my father got sick like this, then he had to go to hospital. While he is talking, he is busy eating up all that food. He gave the long story about his father. When this friend of his opened his eyes, oh, the plate is nearly empty. Now he thought there's nothing left for me, I must get him. He caught me in this story. He said, what about your father? He said, my father just had one heart attack and he passed away. Especially if he tells her to do wrong actions, commit shirk or kufr or something like that, she'll say, no, I'll never listen to you. If he wants to divorce her, that's his problem. But he won't this thing. A person won't go mad for the things of dunya. Just after one girl, you went for a proposal. She didn't accept your proposal. Now you're in depression. You can't take it. On the other hand, you got married to Allah. When a person gets this connection, this is what is called nisbat. In the term of tasawwuf, people, we hear many times, ta'alluq ma'allah, nisbat ma'allah, this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah Akbar, Khaja sahab, very great Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, he asked Hazrat one time that Hazrat, when we know that a person has gone for even sports also, you couldn't do without your sports. Many people say, I can't do without my sports. I can't do without looking at women. But when this nisbat, this connection comes, and where will this connection? When we come here in the majalis of the Ahlullah, they are doing the wiring for us. And when we're doing our namaz and we're learning this wiring, the wiring is taking place. Allah Ta'ala, that oh Allah, you have told me. Now you put the correct this thing. Allah Akbar. Hazrat explains, one of his own uncles, very pious man, passed away. The Hazrat says that he was an old man, but whenever he needed something, even he needed a gardener, he used to make dua that oh Allah, I got this work, I need this type of a person, and I need him to come on this certain time. And Abba, they have been taught, in our deen, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our aqidah is, he is the messenger, he is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not a nuri, he is not like a farishta, he is not another creation. He is a human being, like all human beings, all of us, like we just like ordinary stones. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama ana bashar. When you read this topic, this mazmoon, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah, this is the subject matter which has been taught by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Allah Ta'ala. This is that subject matter that has given us this great opportunity to be in the fold of Islam. Without this gift of Islam, وَجِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, that oh Allah, I turn my direction, I face and I turn my attention solely and only to you. That great being who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, nobody else, the creator of the heavens and the earth, where can my shop give me anything? Where can my business give me anything? Where can the state pray? وَمَا بِحَمْدِكْ وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكْ وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكْ, all the praises for Allah. Why? وَلَا إِلَىٰ غَيْرُكْ, there's nobody for me besides Allah. Who is there for me besides Allah? That is why all the praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, in your namaz, as Hazrat says, when you just read your alhamdu, and you came to iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, you came to the climax of your namaz. Just good moments. Even my emotions, innahu huwa adhaka wa abka. Allah makes me laugh, Allah makes me smile. Allah gives me that happy moments, Allah gives me that sad moments. So this reality we are repeating in namaz all the time. Aur jis waqt darbar se rukhsat hui hue to yahi aad wa peyman kar ute. Allah, why Allah Ta'ala wants us to reiterate and strengthen this maqsad of ours, this objective that oh Allah, I only want you. I only want you, O Allah. So we come with great honor, with respect, with proper adab, doing everything properly, then presenting all our needs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end again, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. O Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the whole world shouldn't be existing. The most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should realize also another aspect, Allah Akbar, very beautifully our Hazrat teaches us, Durood Sharif is that ibadat that will pull all your ibadat in the presence of Allah as acceptance. Otherwise, where is our...
...full to Allah and not think that we are spending. So Allah Ta'ala reprimanded them in this way, وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ, or لیکن منافقین نہیں سمجھتے. They haven't got iman. They just outwardly showing they got iman in their heart. They haven't got that conviction that Allah alone is the controller, creator of Sallam. So Allah gives power to him. And those who listened to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah obeyed his commandments, followed in his way of life, and practiced on his deen and propagated his deen, Allah gives them also this power and honor. And it has been seen, it's a vivid fact of history, that this power, though they were so outwardly poor, so The delay is not from Allah's side, that many people wonder why is not Allah helping the Muslims. The delay is from our side. We must become practicing Muslims, loyal to Islam, to the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah's help will be with us also. وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. One says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on one occasion said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. There are three types of people whom Allah Ta'ala will not even speak to. That is, Allah will be angry and not in a happy way. Allah won't speak to those people. وَلَا يَنْظُرُ. He can be having, he's worse than an animal. Forget being an academic or an intelligent person. If a person can't even acknowledge the one who is benefiting and who is giving us all these ni'mats. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقْعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. These are those people when they ponder in these things. Allah Ta'ala in every mode of His. While sitting down, you say Bismillah. When getting up, you say Bismillah. You open the door, you say Bismillah. There is a dua for every occasion. A person who has recognized Allah will automatically be in his zikr. And reading the duas of the various occasions, narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو أن أحدكم إذا أتى أهله قال بسم الله. When you cohabit with your family, when you have close relations with your family, at that time read this dua, and this is actually enjoying. Oh, I'm coming now. All these filthy, dirty things is not part of Islam, is totally alien to Islam and to Sunnah. At that time this dua must be read. But who of us thinks of Allah at that time? Who of us makes dua? And then when the child is born and all evil thoughts come into the child's mind later, wait for the time that we see it. Make tawbah before that time and go and see the ni'mats of Allah. In the time of maut, in the qabr, enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَكَاةٍ.
Allah did not mention, still reveal anything to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this. So this one sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Aws ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he had told his wife these words. So she came pleading and crying to Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and kept on repeating, I have got no choice. That is what the ruling is, because Allah has not revealed to me anything as yet. So she kept on pleading with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, Subhanallah. She was sitting in my little room in a corner, and I couldn't make out what she was. That lady who came and she was arguing with you with regard to her husband's matters. That is, that she came to you and she explained to you, you told I can't do anything. And again she said, over and over she said, but how can this be? Allah heard her words. And here there is another very great lesson to Nuka. And Allah was hearing what she was saying and what you were replying. All that Allah Ta'ala was hearing all the time. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. بِيشَكَ اللَّهَ سُنْتَ هِي دَيْكْتَ هِي. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala hears everything, sees everything. There is another very great lesson, may this reality come to us, that well, you tell her, you are like my mother to me. That is certain part of her body. And like my mother is haram on me, that means you also haram. But by saying those words, they do.